Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, I'm not going to look at your forecast next weekend because we need to get through this holiday one first. But we know this is a major, major event, a major, major fundraiser. You've had 24 years of it, or 23 years of it, rather. You've seen some rain. You've seen some sunshine. How do you guys persevere through all of that?
Well, it's really in the hearts of the riders. I mean, our event goes rain or shine, and has been that way since the start. And one of the beautiful stereotypes of motorcycle riders is that they're very, very charitable. It's not always well known except among the motorcycling community, but they'll come out rain or shine, and we just thank you and praise them for that. They'll come out whether we have a beautiful day like today, or whether we have rain in the forecast. It doesn't matter. They'll be there.
And that's what makes this great. 24th edition coming up this year. Kind of a bittersweet note on this year's race. Tell us about that.
Yeah, unfortunately and sadly, we lost one of the founders of the Miracle Ride back in April. Michael Farabaugh, who along with Rod Taylor, a lawyer here in the Indianapolis area, got the Miracle Ride started. It was an idea back in 1993, and had their first ride in 1994, and started raising money that year. They wanted a cause that had to do with health. They wanted a cause that had to do with families and children, and that was wider spread than just a central Indiana area. So they chose Riley Children's Hospital, which serves families and kids in all 92 counties around the state, and lots of families have come to Riley from all 50 states. And their caseload is a remarkable 300,000 cases a year. And that's not a typo. They serve that many kids and families. And Michael was a huge key to that. He was our first executive director, did that for 20 years. On top of founding the Miracle Ride, and was self-proclaimed the world's most avid motorcyclist, and he's enshrined in three different motorcycle halls of fame around the country, and he was a photographer and always had his camera with him when he was out riding his motorcycle, and just a beautiful man, and we're planning to do a memorial tribute to Michael and his family for all their support of the kids at Riley Children's Hospital through the Miracle Ride, many other things that he did. Sunday morning, before the Miracle Ride goes off, on Sunday, June 4th.
And our listeners will remember Michael did a program here on WGCL for many, many years. And, so that's a great tribute to him. And here we are in race, and I keep calling it a race. It's a ride, Miracle Ride, the 24th Miracle Ride. And, The foundation laid by Rod and Michael, how has this grown exponentially over the last 23 years?
Well, again, it's mostly by word of mouth, although we do have a website, MiracleRide.net, and Facebook presence, and all the things that come with that. But mainly it's from riders telling other riders, bringing their friends, bringing their family members, people from work. We have tremendous support in the corporate community. Organizations like Allison Transmission and Bait of Indiana, Indianapolis Motor Speedway, that help us draw large crowds of people. Anywhere where there's a large employee base, there's always going to be a large base of motorcyclists riding, and those organizations help us tremendously, not only with financial support, but also with riders.
And almost $6 million donated over this. That's a fantastic number and a fantastic cause. Terry Riley's our guest this morning. He's the executive director of the Miracle Ride for Riley's Kids. It's coming up next Saturday and Sunday. Give me the timeline for next weekend, Terry, and tell folks how they can get involved.
Sure. Miracle Ride weekend is June 3rd and 4th. On the 3rd, we have 6 regional poker runs around the state of Indiana, one of which takes place in Bloomington, and we'll start at Harley-Davidson in Bloomington. The purpose of the poker runs is to bring riders from various communities around the state into Indianapolis for the big Miracle Ride, which is Sunday, June 4th. That takes place at the south parking lot of Allison Transmission, which is on the west side of Indianapolis, just a stone's throw from the Motor Speedway. And we will open the gates at 8 a.m. We'll have on-site registration there from 8 until 10:30. We'll have opening ceremonies about 10, and we'll go kickstands up and start the ride promptly at 11. The ride will go past Riley Children's Hospital, which is the most emotional 200 yards of riding that any motorcyclist will do that weekend, I guarantee you. And there'll be some misty eyes as we ride past the kids and their caregivers who, in good weather, come out on the sidewalk with their families. And if it's raining, they'll be waving to us from the windows.
Awesome.
And we leave the we leave the Riley Children's Hospital complex. We ride down to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and we're very, very proud that we are the first event back on the racing surface following the famous Indy 500, where they'll let us take a ceremonial lap, parade lap around the racing surface, and we'll end the ride at the big parking lot at 8 Second Saloon, and we'll have some lunch and some we'll do a live auction and give away some motorcycles. So we have four motorcycles to give away this year, and some other prizes. And we'll announce the preliminary total for this year, and we'll send the riders safely on their way back to home.
And that's coming up again June 3rd and 4th. That's next Saturday and Sunday. The website is fantastic, miracleride.net. It has all the news. It has where you register, where you can donate, all the photos and event information. You guys have done a great job on this. This is the 24th annual Miracle Ride coming up. Riley Hospital for Children, almost $6 million raised over the 23 previous ones. Well, that's just, Terry, that's just fantastic work. And again, putting this together, rain or shine, getting all the bikers involved with it. Do you have to be an avid motor? Can you be new? You don't have to be any member of any club. You can just sign up and join, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, all motorcyclists, new and old, regardless of experience, are welcome on the Miracle Ride. And we'd love to have you. If you've never done it, it's a great two-wheeled experience. And, most of us are out there riding on motorcycles because we love the experience. And so even if you're new to it, please come out and join us. We love first-time riders, and they're usually shocked and amazed at how much fun it is and how gratifying it is when they see the kids at the hospital. And if you've never ridden around the Indy 500 track, it gives you a whole new perspective.
Well, I was going to say, that's got to be the first thing that you hear, and you say, well, geez, I'm getting involved just to do that. Raising money is great, but that's just, what a great benefit. You help somebody else out, and you get a ride on the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Oh, yeah. And if you're a race fan, like many of us are, it gives you a whole new perspective of what these drivers do and have done in the history of that wonderful event for Indiana and for the world. When you're going around on your motorcycle and you visualize what these guys are doing, that they'll do this Sunday, it's amazing. And it's a great treat. And we're just thankful that we have so many riders, and we already have more than 1,000 riders pre-registered, which is terrific. We just eclipsed our record from last year on pre-registration. So there's still time. You can register day of. You can register online in advance. And just come on out and be with us, and you'll enjoy it.
The 24th annual Miracle Ride for Riley's Kids is next Saturday and Sunday. The local poker run right here in Bloomington. Registrations at the Harley-Davidson of Bloomington on Saturday. You can find all the information, registration. And if you can't make it on your, if you're out of town or doing something else and you'd like to donate, you can do all that at Terry's website, miracleride.net. Hey, have a great weekend, my friend. We hope the weather doesn't bother this weekend or next weekend, and we hope you break more records and raise more money. We appreciate your time, Terry. Thank you.
Well, thank you. We owe a great debt of gratitude to you, Mike, and we appreciate the support.
And we'll do it again next year because we want to help you raise some more money, and we hope to push those record numbers even higher. Have a great Memorial Day weekend and even a better event next weekend.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it, pal.
Terry Riley, he's the executive director of the 24th annual Miracle Ride for Riley's Kids.